All right. Welcome in Toilets to Titles, episode number 76. As you can see, I am running solo this evening, and I'm up at my family's lake house. Humble brag, even though it's not mine, it's my wife's family, so that's not too much of a brag. We are enjoying the weekend up here, and I am here to bring you episode number 76. I'm going to be discussing my all dudes and my all value team. So my all dudes team, if you followed us last year, my start sits regularly are my dudes and duds. All right. So my all dudes team is the guys that I'm predicting are going to be starts, like the best starts throughout the season. So clearly their ADP is going to be high. These are guys you're expecting to get a lot out of, but of the top, these are the guys that I'm saying are going to be the top of the top. Okay. And all values, you know, a little lower ADP, but guys that I think are going to be big time draft picks that are going to be a little later on in your drafts and that are going to crush it for you. And you're going to be so happy that you drafted them. Again, this is episode number 76. Again, I am at Coach Sheps on Twitter, Coach Sheps, that is. And look at this, man. I said I'm solo and I don't think I'm going to be too solo because I got Mr. Campy himself. Andrew, what's cooking, my guy?
Hang on. You might have to give me 2 seconds here to make sure. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Oh, excellent.
Do you hear me so, well?
Yeah, like, you know, not to pull away the curtain of production here for everyone at home, but yeah, Sundays is usually the time I get a little bit of a sleep in. So I'm up early on Saturdays and then my partner's up on Sundays. And then so she's just taking the four-year-old out for a bike ride. And so I've literally just pretty much had a shower and then raced straight in here. So.
Well, listen, we're here in the States, so if we're going to go behind the curtains, we need to explain to some of the people that are new to the show that might not know that a few of us at Toilets to Titles aren't from the United States of America, and Andrew is from Australia, where it is Sunday morning. So when he says it's early, like it's or what time is it out there in Australia right now?
Oh, no, it's not too early now. It's 11 o'clock, so okay. It's a pretty reasonable time. It's just as I said. It's just we've got this deal where Sundays is my sleep-in. So, I've had a few hours of extra napping this morning, so that's been good. So.
All right, so I feel like this is the brain trust right here. All right, so the brains, I think, more so go in your direction. But I think, like, what, there's two sides of a brain, right? There's the left side of the brain, the right side of the brain. And I think we have it. Like, if you're looking at this video, this is a combination. We have, like, the practicality over here. So Andrew came onto the team, I want to say, over a month ago. Maybe about a month and a half, 2 months ago. And we wanted to have a website, which is toiletsandtitles.com, but it was in like early stages of discussing. We weren't sure if we wanted to do it. We wanted to get some writers. We wanted to grow a bit. Andrew, who was listening to the show, we discussed some things. We find out that he knows what he's doing when it comes to websites, and he wanted to join the team, and we wanted a guy like him to join the team. So we brought Andrew on, and from then, me and Andrew have been talking a lot. And Andrew's been, you know, like even if you're watching at home on YouTube, right, you can see just these banners, these wallpapers, that intro that I did. I still don't think I did it right. I didn't click it at the right time, but it was all right. We can go back and look at it and fine tune that because we don't need to be perfect till the time the season starts. But Andrew's been like, you've been working on all that. You need to follow him on Twitter at Andrew Campy. It's spelled exactly how you think it'd be spelled. There's an E after the P and before the Y. So Andrew, why don't you talk about the process of developing all this stuff and what it's been like working with me?
Well, it was really bizarre because I always say I work in IT, so it's not like I can come over and help you, you know, put up a wall in your backyard or anything like that. So I always just sort of throw it out and say, hey, if anyone wants some help. And so I literally just happen to send you guys a message and say, hey, look, if you need any help with IT stuff, let me know. And all of a sudden we had our group going and it was like, okay, let's talk about a website. And I think I got the message. I think it was about a month ago I created like a test website and said, oh, look, this is the basics. What do you think? And then basically our plan was, oh, yep, look, in a few months' time, we'll talk through it. We'll go. And then literally it was probably 2 or 3 weeks later our website was up. So it was just bizarre like how we literally went from this initial conversation to here's our website in like no time. So it was kind of like really awesome. I kept saying to you, I kept waiting for something to go like fundamentally wrong. Like, you know, we go to push the button and everyone's like, it's taking us off to some, website or something, but it didn't. So.
And we didn't know, like, so we have, you know, I'm a podcaster. Justin's a podcaster. Nate's a podcaster. You know, Ben and Matt are podcasters. Joe's podcaster. Like, all these guys who've been on the team, like, you know, it was a big thing for us to pump out more content on the YouTube channel. Matt's in the chat. What's happening, Matt? I know it's 11 o'clock in Australia. Andrew told me that. So I hope you're getting ready to enjoy your lunch, because I'm going to eat you for lunch after this episode when we're doing so. So that's another peek behind the curtains. We're going live again at 10. So this is going to be, that's going to be episode number 77. We have a sleeper leak because there is now 12 of us titles, actually 13. We added Mike Jennigan this week, but we have 12 and we're doing our own draft. So you can pop back in at 10, you guys. And we're going to do a full draft live, and it's going to be competitive. But speaking of all these members that have joined, we didn't really have writers, and we wanted to add writers. And I started asking, like, hey, you know, who's willing to write? And everyone was kind of uncomfortable, and I reached out to some people. I reached out to Alex, who I brought in to be a writer, who's also now, he's going to have a podcast. He's going to have a show. Him and Mike are going to be doing the Blitz every Sunday during the regular season, where they're going to be doing a call-in show. But we weren't sure we had writers. But now, like, you know, everybody's carrying a little bit of weight in there. We have some people that are more focused on writing than podcasting, like Eric Arfston. You know, he's writing. So we didn't know if we had, I guess, the manpower to carry a website. But since that time when we originally talked about a website, we've grown. And I think everybody who's been on the team since that time has grown. And in such a short time, it just goes to show you we've been working together. And I think the fact that we've been working together has helped us all grow. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, like, I mean, I think it's pretty crazy to think of, like, as I said, how quickly we've gone from, you know, having these rough ideas to where we are now. So it's like, it's kind of crazy to think where, you know, the whole concept will be in 12 months' time when everyone has sort of, you know, had some practice with this. Like, even, you know, Rich wrote this article and he was like, oh, I'm not sure, you know, like, have a read. I'm happy to have some feedback and whatever. And like I said to him, I said in the end, like, you know, changed a couple of lines in the paragraph and that was it. It was pretty good quality. And, you know, so it's also been great because people have kind of found, like, without discussing it, people have found their niche in articles. So we haven't had any clashes. It's not like, you know, we haven't had 15 articles about the same thing. Everyone's sort of, like, without talking about it, found their own little kind of market. So it's been really cool. So we've got different bits of content from different people with different opinions. And it's sort of like, yeah, it's all come really organically into something really awesome. So,
yeah. So how many days a week do you say you wake up and you get a message from me with a new idea?
New idea, probably only like four times a week, five times a week. If I wake up and there's not a message from you, I think, geez, what's going on with Sheps today? Like, yeah. I worry about it, but yeah. Uh-huh. It's like, as I said, like, especially like, yeah, so we're locked in at the moment. So that's why it's kind of crazy that my family's gone out, because we can only go 5Ks from home. So I don't know what 5Ks
is. 5Ks from home. I don't think I've ever heard that said before. 5Ks. That's 5 kilometers from home.
Yeah.
Okay. And how many kilometers are in a mile?
Yeah, I knew you were going to ask me that.
Well, I'm assuming there's a few. So, you know, if you're going 5Ks from home, maybe you're a few miles from home, which is,
you know, 3 miles.
All right.
3 miles. So that's as far as you can go, though. So
that's pretty far.
You can't go anywhere else, though. So it's like, and then most of the shops and stuff are closed. So it's like, you know, most of the day, it's just kind of like sitting at home thinking, oh, what do we do again today? But yeah, so it's been kind of good to, like I've said for ages, like with the whole COVID thing going on, the fantasy football community for me is, and I mean, it's funny today because we're obviously having some dramas in the football community anyway, but to me, it's been this great release. It's just like, mentally, it saved me for the last 18 months. Like I love it when I get a message from you and say, hey, we're releasing the live schedule and I want to do this. And I'm like, okay. And then you go, yeah, that's good, but I was thinking this. And then I go, okay, cool. And then you go, this is cool, but we forgot the Blitz. And it's like, I'm loving it. It's just like,
I'm glad you're loving it. Cause you know, I know sometimes I can be a little, difficult to work with. So I'm glad, you know, and that's why you have the chat with Justin where you guys can talk about how hard it is to work with me. And then Jernigan just came in, who was my original co-host when we hosted Dynasty Warzone a few years back. And he was that guy that I was running all the ideas off of. So now he's joining that chat. You guys can all talk about me behind my back. But now with your wife, if she's going 5Ks, does she have like on her watch where when she gets like 4.5Ks, the watch alerts her and it's like, all right, you're almost there. Nah. It's time to turn back.
It's not quite that bad. So I think she's probably only going about 2Ks down the road. So we've got a big like facility where it's like basketball and there's an Aussie rules football ground there and netball. And there's a massive car park there. And then usually the car park's full on a day like today with all the kids. But because of lockdowns, the sports are cancelled. So it's just a massive empty car park. So taking the four-year-old out there to practice their cycling. So
okay. Got to keep practicing. You got to find a way to keep growing, even in lockdown. But hey, let me let everybody know where they can find us. If you're listening at home again, the show is on Twitter at Toilets the Titles. I am at Coach Sheps. Andrew is at Andrew Campy. You can find us on Apple Podcasts. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on Podbean, Facebook. We have Toilets the Titles and When a Family Breaks, and also on Spotify. And man, I thought I was going to be alone, and we got another guy dropping it in this evening, Justin. What you heard me, like, was your ear ringing a little bit? Did you hear me talking about you or what?
No, man, I tuned in and I saw the Campy was on, the rare appearance from Campy, so I can't miss this opportunity.
Wait. So you tuned in, and so if you tuned in and I was by myself and I was struggling, you'd be like, oh, forget that guy. But you saw Campy in and you're like, oh, I gotta hop on.
Nah, I'm messing with you. I was trying to make Campy feel good, but okay. I didn't realize it was going to make you feel bad. So
that's another thing you guys can talk about, managing my emotions.
I'm feeling good. He's feeling bad. That's a win-win, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, I'll be honest with you. I did not know I was coming on, so I don't have the show notes, so I'm winging it.
Well, the show notes, luckily, are in a doc that we've used for every single episode for the past year.
Okay, so, I'll pull them up.
so luckily it is there. We've tried, Andrew, these are things we discussed, like trying to keep things simple so that we can all work together. But hey, all right, everybody, if you can hit the like button and subscribe button when you do go to our YouTube channel, comment on some episodes. We're growing. I believe we're at like 304 subscribers, which is huge for us. We really appreciate that. Comment, you know, anywhere. Let us know your thoughts on the episodes. If you have Apple Podcasts, please throw us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us. Like it helps us grow. It helps us get out to more ears. So if we're helping you in your fantasy leagues, we would really feel like we would be appreciative if you helped us. Another way you can help us, we do have a Patreon now, patreon.com/toiletsthetitles. And this is huge in season. Like this is for you guys. Like it's for us, clearly, because there's some money involved. But it's another way we can help you directly, all right? So for $3 per month, it gets you into our T2T team group chat on Discord. So you guys can be reaching out to us. Hey, this guy wants to trade me this. What do you think? Hey, I'm drafting right now. Here are my options. Because we have people in Australia. We have people in the United States. We have people in the North. We have people in the South. We have somebody available 24/7, all right? Like 24/7. You get in that group chat, and I'm telling you that's a cheat code. It's worth way more than $3, all right? $5 per month gets you into that chat, gets you early access to our waiver wire episodes, which every week we're going to be rotating who releases a 15 to 20 minute waiver wire episode. It's going to be released on Tuesday nights. You guys get that first if you're on Patreon. Hell, we don't even know if we're going to release that to the rest of our subscribers. You get onto Patreon, you might be the only ones who get that episode. So we got to figure that out. But at least if it does go to the rest of the world, it's going to you like 24 hours prior. So you can set up those waiver priorities. And like I said, to get you into the group chat and get you into Frankenstank next year, which is Frankenstank. I am so happy. We went from 114 team division to 312 team divisions. And those, like the rules, like if you don't know anything about Frankenstank, like 4 or 5 episodes, we discussed all the rules. Go listen to it. It's wild. And we went through that draft swimmingly. And I believe Ben's on the clock. So Ben, if you're around, you're on the clock. In your division, so you need to go pick. But anyway, the drafts went really swimmingly. I'm pretty happy with that. Tier 3, $10 per month. This gets you one-on-one roster analysis from anybody in Toilets the Titles. So if you're in Discord, you're like, hey, I drafted. Here's my roster. I want Sheps to break it down for me, or I want Justin to break it down for me. You do that. We break it down there for you, okay? Get you free entry into Frankenstein next year. Get you into the group chat. Get you early access to the waiver wire episode. So Justin, we just brought you in again. He's at JustinFF_ on the Twitter. And, tonight, you know, so before we get into this all dudes team and all value team, I know tonight we're having a draft. How confident are you feeling about your team in this sleeper draft we're going to be doing at 10 o'clock?
So this is a redraft. So I'm extremely confident. I rarely miss the playoffs. So in
any rarely miss the playoffs.
I rarely ever miss the playoffs in any redraft format ever. So I'm kind of a redraft expert in my mind, in my own head. So here's the thing though. I'm kind of drafting with 11 other badasses tonight. So this one is going to be a little bit different. I'm gonna have to have my A game on for this one tonight.
It's like the Avengers are sitting down on that jet. You know what I mean? And we're all drafting our rosters. That's how I like to think of us. You know, just the Avengers, right. Just chilling out on a jet, drafting their fantasy team. Alex is in here. He called you a cocky SOB. That's Justin in a nutshell.
Yep, I sure am.
Alex is going to be in there. So the game, I do suggest. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
For what it's worth, you all know that I admit how bad I am at Dynasty. Like I say it on a regular basis. I avoid Dynasty leagues like the plague now, and I'm only in the ones I'm still in because I'm in them for the friendship and the networking. So I will be honest with everybody about everything, and I am good at redraft. So I don't care if that comes off as cocky.
So I want to be honest about something. I was on Twitter like an hour and a half ago. I was at Bingo. We're up at the lake. We were playing bye-bye Bingo. Lake's
Bingo.
Down. Yeah, we were playing Bingo. We were going pretty hard. We didn't win at all, but we were going hard. But while I'm there, the Cowboys go on. So I go to Twitter because I have friends on Twitter. I say, someone, please send me a link to a Cowboys stream. George Reed, our friend at George Reed FF, says to me, he sends me a link. And it says cowboyssuck.com. Thanks, George. Not cool. That's bad karma for your team. All right. You don't see me on there sending out false links. But it's my friends on Twitter. All right. So I'm going to remember that one. And that's bad karma for George's team. And Joe, who's so if you're not watching at home and you're just listening, Joseph Clark at JoeJ_Clark on the Twitter from Joe Knows. He just chimed in. He's in Mexico. So, Joe, get real sauced up so you make some bad decisions on tonight's draft, okay? But you know what? You don't even need to get sauced up to make those bad decisions. All right, let's roll. All right, guys. Let's go. So right now I want to go. Justin, you're familiar. Andrew, did you listen to the show last year at all? Choice titles?
Yes. Not all this right, particular good. Episode, though, so –
Well, so, you know, on a weekly basis, I did my all dudes, my dudes and duds teams, right? Weekly, you know, on and off. And I tried not to pick guys that were clear, obvious, you know, dudes, right? I tried to, but with my duds, on the other hand, I did try to pick some guys that you think would be dudes. So, and dude is a starter, like a high-end starter. So, for my all dudes team this evening, though, I had some requirements. I used ADP from fantasypros.com. It's PPR. And I wanted these guys are top 12 at each position, ADP. So it's like these are the best of the best of these because there's really not much that separates these guys. You know what I mean? Like there's tiers and there's guys who are the top three or top two or in with quarterbacks, you know, with Mahomes, some believe he's in a tier of his own. But of those top guys, I'm telling you, these are the guys at the end of the season that are going to be the tops at their position. So these are the all dudes. This is my prediction. All right, so I'm going to start out with quarterbacks. My roster format here is two quarterbacks, two running backs, two wide receivers, a tight end, and two flex plays. So my quarterback one right now is Kyler Murray, okay, who's going quarterback three in ADP right now. I think Kyler Murray, welcome to the All Dudes team. I think this year with DeAndre Hopkins, okay, with the corpse of A.J. Green, but with that young guy in Rondale Moore, I think they're going to be deadly. I don't think they're going to have much of a ground game. I think he's going to be the ground game. He's going to be in the air attack. I think DeAndre Hopkins is the ideal know where he's going to be and just put the ball up type of guy. DeAndre Hopkins is a safety blanket for every quarterback. So he's got the safety blanket in one hand, and then he's got the versatility in Rondale Moore when he's rolling out of the pocket and he knows where DeAndre Hopkins is going to be. But hey, let me take a look over at the top and see if the safety's drawn down because I'm rolling out. Boom, the safety is drawn down. Rondale Moore takes it and just dumps it off. I think we're going to see so many big time plays between Kyler and Rondale Moore. I think this is his year. I'm saying Kyler Murray, you're the first quarterback on my all dudes team. Fellas, Justin, I'm going to pass it to you first. What do you think about this?
Well, I mean, if you look at our rankings list for redraft, he's pretty much number three all the way across the board. We have, you know, Ben has him two, Matt has him six, Rich five, Josh 4, the rest are 3. He averages out to third overall. So, I mean, he's going right there at his ADP with our rankings as well, which you all can find on toilessandtitles.com. There's a link that'll send you to fusionffb.com to see all of our ranks with Fusion. But I mean, I think that's right where you're going to have him. He has the high upside ability to be the QB1 any given week. So it's a solid pick.
Andrew, you have any thoughts on Kyler Murray?
So last year I was in a dynasty league and I managed to get Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray as my quarterbacks. And so for the first quarter, like 8 weeks, 9 weeks, I was flying. Like I was destined for glory. Everything was going great. And then after that, everything kind of went downhill right when you didn't want it to. And like, I guess with all these predictions, you need to sort of sit there and say, okay, right. If, you know, you can't predict the, you know, an injury that's going to knock him out. So you can't say predict Dak last year. So taking that out of it, my concern is still, you know, after saying that statement, I worry if he gets banged up, how he'll handle it because he is that smaller guy. I don't think the talent issue is there. I think, yeah, as long as he can survive not having any issues that are, every NFL player gets banged up at some point, as long as he doesn't have any fundamental issues, you know, again, with like the ankle or whatever that he was struggling with last year, then I think you're right. I think he's going to do some awesome things this year.
I love it. And then you spoke about Dak. So that's a teaser to my quarterback 2 on my all dudes team. Okay. And that's Dak Prescott, who's ADP right now, is 5th overall at quarterback. I know Schefter came out and said he's a little worried about this or that, but everything I'm reading from the beat writers who are actually like in Dallas and around Dallas that actually know what's going on in Dallas are saying everything is going exactly as planned. He's upping his throwing every single day. I think today he threw 50 balls, you know, prior to the game. I don't think a quarterback ever throws 50 balls. Like, if you throw 50 balls in a game, it's a lot of passes, all right? And he did that. You know, he basically threw a game's worth of passes prior to tonight's game. So Dak Prescott, I mean, CeeDee Lamb is having a hell of a camp. And I'm telling you, like, Dez Bryant, so people forget, you know, and I'm a Dez, like, Dez is my dude. Dez had camps like this, multiple camps like this. Like every day you'd get a tweet with a video of Dez Bryant with a huge catch, but CeeDee is doing that. Like CeeDee's getting it done. And I don't even need to talk about CeeDee anymore because everybody knows about it. He's got CeeDee, but then he's also got Amari Cooper who doesn't need to be the one. All right. Amari Cooper wants to be the Robin and he's going to be an absolutely phenomenal Robin. And he's going to have weeks where he's outscoring CeeDee Lamb. You got Michael Gallup who's playing for a contract. You got Blake Jarwin who's back healthy, who Justin loves. You got Dalton Schultz, who's trying to push Blake Jarwin for playing time. And then you got Ezekiel Elliott, who feels slighted and is on a mission. So Dak Prescott has all of that going for him. And I just think this dude's going to put up monster numbers, even better than what he started with last year. So Dak Prescott, my quarterback, 2 on my dudes team. Andrew, I know you're a Cowboys fan, so I'll let you start first.
I was going to wear my Prescott jersey and then just instead just went with this plain top today. So that, yeah. Probably would have shown my bias a bit more than it already will. But, yeah, look, every sort of season with – almost every season, almost every game with Dak, there's just always that improvement that comes through. Like, it's just – when they picked him and even when he started playing early in the season, I wasn't 100% sure he was a franchise quarterback. And, like, his growth just every – week in, week out as a leader, as a player, has just been amazing. And so, like, yeah, I think with that offense – and with a defense that is still suspect, he's going to have to throw it, isn't he? So, yeah, I think he's just going to have a phenomenal season. So, I think, yeah, after that injury last year, I think he deserves every positive thing coming his way, to be honest.
Love it. Justin, go ahead.
I'm not a big fan of Adam Schefter just because of some of the things that he does and says. I don't think that he necessarily gets all of the inside facts that he really should before he posts a lot of the stuff that he posts. So I like that you're listening to the inside guys that are in camp day in and day out. So, so I will trust that before I'll trust him. So, I'm perfectly cool with Prescott on there and I have him in practically every dynasty league I'm in, it seems like. So, let's just pull for Prescott.
Cancel Adam Schefter. All right. Hashtag. All right. My running back 1. For my all dudes team, I'm staying Cowboys heavy, all right? So maybe I got my star glasses on with the blue color tint. Zeke Elliott, his ADP is running back number 6. Zeke looks in better shape than we've seen since he got to the NFL. He is going to have the benefit of having Dak back, having that incredible air game. Defenses stacked the box ridiculously throughout his first few years. And then last year when Dak went down, like, they gave him trouble. And Zeke missed a game and a half and still finished with like 960 yards, which everybody was saying he fell off. But if he plays that game, you know, he's at somewhere between 1050 and 1100 yards, which is pretty decent. He's not good, but it's decent for a guy who had everything going against him last season. He looks healthy. And the thing about Zeke, from what I see, from his interviews, from the way he practices, from the way he played when he was back at college and the way he plays at the NFL, he seems like a guy who takes being great seriously. And he wants to win. I don't think, you know, yes, he's clearly concerned about his paycheck, but I also think this dude wants to win. And you could just tell by the way he carries himself on and off the field. And I think he's coming back hungry because, again, he feels slighted. He wants to prove to the world that he is, you know, worthy of being one of the top running backs in the NFL. So I think we're going to get a phenomenal year from Zeke. I think we might get the best year of his career might be this year. Like, even going forward after and before, like, this year might be the best year Ezekiel Elliott has in his career. Justin, what are your thoughts?
Hey, listen, he looks good. I mean, he looks fit. He looks like he's in better shape than he has been the last couple of seasons. So I think that shows his dedication in the offseason this year, and I think it'll show that, like you said before, that offense is just going to be so powerful. I mean, who are you going to stop? In the preseason, they've looked really good without Dak in there at all. So you throw a healthy Dak Prescott in the mix, even if he does start off a little sluggish, by the time we get in deep into the season, you're going to be extremely happy that you have any Cowboys that you could possibly get.
And Zeke had like 60 receptions one year, 50 receptions another year. So people forget, like, Zeke's also a receiving back. So there's going to be times when defenses are playing like umbrella coverage, just staying over the top, and Dak's going to dump it off for a 12-yard gain for Ezekiel Elliott. He'll take that, you know, just chip away. So, Andrew, you're a Cowboys fan. What are your thoughts on Zeke?
Well, it was funny because, you know, with the Super Bowl, there was a lot of Chiefs fans out there saying, oh, you know, like, we would have won if it wasn't because our offensive line was so bad. And I'm like, that was the offensive line for the Cowboys pretty much all year last year. Like, just they basically had no one. Like, you know, they were running out undrafted free agents, you know, left and right tackle. Like, it was just kind of crazy. And so I think if you add that into the fact that, you know, Prescott can do a lot of things with these legs that, you know, Andy Dalton probably can't do. And then, you know, that's not even talking about Garrett Gilbert and the other quarterbacks. So I think the biggest problem that Zeke had last year was a horrible line, a quarterback that couldn't help him out with anything. And then on top of that, because of those issues, he tried to do too much, which led to some fumbles. So I think this year, on top of that, he had COVID last year, so he didn't do really a preseason. So I think good preseason, slim down, hopefully the offensive line's back, Dak's back. Like, people are too low on Ezekiel Elliott. But, you know, again, maybe that's a biased take, so I don't know.
I mean, the ADP is 6, but it just goes to show you of what we expect from him. Like, running back 6, like, we think that's low. Like, that's how good we think he can be. So that says a lot. So the next running back, his ADP is running back 8, and that's Jonathan Taylor. I love me some Jonathan Taylor. Justin knows that. You know, I think there are definitely some injury concerns with that offense, but we don't know when Wentz is going to be back, Quentin Nelson, but all signs are pointing to them being back a little bit earlier than people expected. But you know what? I don't really think it necessarily matters. I think Jonathan Taylor is that good, and I think he's going to get it done. Yes, I know there's Marlon Mack there. I know there's Nyheim Hines there, but I think he's the best back there. And I think especially if there are issues with the quarterback, you don't want to have to rely on splitting up carries. You want to be, you know, if this guy gets the job done, if this is getting the job done, stick with it. And I think Jonathan Taylor is going to get the job done. Shep Stradamus predicted, you know, Jonathan Taylor could lead the league in rushing yards this year. Like, go to toasttitles.com. You could check that out. And all dudes, running back 8, his 8th off the board, throw him on my all dudes team. Justin, as a Colts fan, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I had to change the background for this one. I feel like he's matchup proof. I feel like he's quarterback proof. I feel like Carson Wentz is going to be back sooner than a lot of people initially expected. Everything that we're hearing is that he's pushing to be back out there by week one. Quentin Nelson probably won't be too far behind him. And even if it takes a couple of weeks for them to get get to gel and mold that offense around Wentz like we're really hoping. I mean, Jonathan Taylor is going to be unbelievable. And I do know, obviously, Marlon Mack is back, but Marlon Mack is a man that blew an Achilles out last season. Like, he's out there running right now and playing like a man that blew his Achilles out last season. He does not look like the same 1,000-yard rusher that we had. And why try to push it? We don't need him right now. So I think they're going to utilize Jonathan Taylor early and often. Once Mack is set and ready to roll, obviously they're going to use him a little bit. But if anything, that might help having that change of pace back so that you're not wearing down Jonathan Taylor. So obviously I think it's a great pick.
I like your banner, man. Andrew likes it too. Andrew, any thoughts on Jonathan Taylor?
He's the guy that I've been trying to pick up in a lot of my leagues this year, just because of, you know, we're talking about Ezekiel Elliott and his kind of range. So the thing with Zeke for me is it's like everyone sort of thinks that, you know, he's getting a bit older and that kind of thing. And I kind of feel like they're basically putting him out to pasture now, saying he's going to regress, which I just don't see happening. So I feel like, yeah, with Jonathan Taylor, he's that next one who I feel like everyone's got him a tier too low. And so he just sort of seems to be really value where he's going at the moment, because I really feel like, you know, that arrow is pointing up with him. And I think people are still sleeping on him a bit. So, yeah, I think he's going to be pretty good this year.
All right, let's keep this. We're about halfway through, so I'm going to start rolling a little bit quicker. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to discuss one player, pick one of you to talk, then we'll move on to the next. We'll kind of bounce back and forth just like that. So first wide receiver for the All Dudes team is Calvin Ridley, who's wide receiver 6 on ADP. And I think this is a clear and evident one. Calvin Ridley is a phenomenal route runner. Dude gets open. He's very explosive. He's got good hands. I think everything he does says volume. All right. And everything we know the Atlanta Falcons need is volume. Julio Jones is gone. All right. They need somebody to step up. I know they got Kyle Pitts, but I don't think he's going to be the one there. Like, I think he's going to be a great 2. I think Calvin Ridley is going to be the one. I think Calvin Ridley is going to be seeing like 7 or 8 receptions a game, about 110 to 120 yards a game. And every other game, he's going to have 1 to 2 touchdowns. So this guy is going to absolutely crush it. As long as he stays healthy, he's going to be so reliable. And I know, you know, it's really like, yeah, all right, every wide receiver you take in the top 10 of ADP, you're expecting that kind of production. But I'm telling you, I put Calvin Ridley on my notes as Calvin Riddler. So maybe he's like adopting some sort of, you know, I don't know, maybe that was like a Freudian slip. Like maybe he's, you know, going superhuman here. He's going to be like a villain to defensive backs in the NFL. So Calvin Riddler, I kind of like that. But he's the first wide receiver on my all dudes team. Justin, I'm going to go to you with this one.
Yeah, so Calvin Ridley is kind of the type of guy. Calvin Ridley is the kind of guy that's the reason that I'm not good at Dynasty, because he was one of those few guys that I was actually right about his rookie year, and I did really well with him. And there were a lot of people that, in certain leagues anyway, that kind of thought that he was touchdown dependent or he was a flash in the pan. It was all speed, whatever. But I didn't buy into it. I kept buying more Calvin Ridley, and now that he's valuable, I can't sell him. Like now's like a smart time to sell a guy like that. So you can get a lot of pieces, you can get a lot of draft picks. But I love watching the guy play. And at the end of the day, when I'm playing fantasy football, I want to enjoy the game. So I'm going to keep Calvin Ridley, and I'm going to probably keep him for about 3 years too long.
Go win a ship with him, Justin. Go win a ship with the Riddler. All right. I want to see that. All right. You and the Riddler, you can be Mr. Freeze.
I'm sure I can change at least one of my team names to the Calvin Riddlers.
Yeah, I like it. There you go. All right, the next wide receiver. I know this is very Cowboys heavy, and the more I like say these names, the more I realize it is. So I think we change the hue, the hint of the wallpaper here. It's a black. It's like a black with the choice of titles. It's just every time I mention a Cowboy, it should just get a little more blue, and then throw some silver in there. But this is CeeDee Lamb. It's wide receiver 12 ADP. I already discussed him. Like, what more is there to say? This guy is an alpha. Like, I don't think there's much he can't do. He reminds me a lot of, like, a young DeAndre Hopkins. I think he's a little more twitched up. I don't know if his hands are as certain, but he makes those freak-type catches. And I'm really looking forward to him ascending into one of the top wide receivers in the NFL this year. So he's number 12. His ADP is wide receiver 12 All right. So you're getting Ridley at 6. You're getting Lamb wide receiver 12. Like, give me that, man. So that's my second wide receiver on my all dudes team. Andrew, what are your thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, as you said, it's like, I feel like it's all been said, but at the same time, it's kind of one of those things where it's, yeah, I don't think, like, people are high on him, but I don't think they're high enough. But interestingly enough, I reckon that with both your guys, because part of me thinks if Ridley was playing for a bigger team, like if Ridley was at the Cowboys, I think everyone would be basically talking to him as the wide receiver one. Like, I just feel like he gets disrespect. And I feel like with CeeDee Lamb, everyone's like, yeah, he's good, but I think there's good and there's, you know, amazing. And I think he's amazing.
Yeah, I think amazing is a pretty much like great way to say it. So we went from Calvin Ridley to the amazing Spider-Man CeeDee Lamb. So we're just keeping this really superhuman themed. All right. Even though I don't think the Ridley was necessarily superhuman. I don't know if he has any like genetic, you know, superpowers. He's just really good at riddles. And I have a riddle for you guys. All right. What is something that the more you have, the less you see? So think about that one. All right. We're going to drop that one a little later. So I'm in a Riddler mood.
Cake. All right.
What's that?
Cake.
Cake. Terrible answer.
Good. The more I have, the less I can see because I ate it.
can we kick him out of the stream? Let's just boot him. Let's just boot him after that answer. Oh, I like the wallpaper. Thank you. Whoever threw that Cowboys wallpaper up. I love it. All right. Now we're going to go to our tight end. All right, so the tight end for the all dudes team is ADP is tight end 10 overall. Noah Fant. All right, they're saying in Denver, everything coming out of camp is saying how great he looks and how much his role is evolving. I'm telling you right now, I don't know which of the top three tight ends, so Kelce, Waller, Kittle, I don't know which of the three he's going to replace, but this season, Noah Fant is going to finish top three in tight ends. I'm telling you. All right, put it on the bathroom board. Put it on the bathroom board. I don't, Justin, you want it. Andrew, you want it. Throw it on the board. Tight end 10. This guy's going to get it done, especially if he's got Locke back there. Locke is a chucker. He is a chucker. So Fant's phenomenal. He's fantastic. Noah Fant, Justin, you seem a little interested on that one. So I want to hear your thoughts on Noah Fant.
Damn. Yeah, I'll take that. As a matter of fact, I'll give you top five even. And
top
I have,
five. I'll take that.
And I have him ranked as 7 overall in my rank. So it's not that I'm down on him. It's just that there are so many solid, in my mind, solid tight ends this year that could easily sneak into that top five. So I think it's just by sheer numbers, it's going to be difficult. But if you're that convinced on your guy, then obviously maybe we need to take a look at your ranks where you have him ranked 6th overall right now. So just might throw that out there. Maybe you haven't updated it yet. I'm sure that's probably it.
Justin, why you call me out, man? You aren't even going to be here this evening.
Hey, I'm guessing up
my all dudes team, and I'm willing to take the bet.
Like, that's a reminder for all of us, though, because we all need to update our ranks list. Looks like none of us have really updated it much.
We all have Justin Fields at like 25th, and I think that needs to change. Like, I think that really needs to change. So we haven't updated it, so we'll definitely look at it. All right. Flexes. Now we're talking flexes, all right? So my first flex, wide receiver 9, Keenan Allen. This dude is the ideal flex. If you're able to start him in a flex on a weekly basis, like, you are in great shape. Keenan Allen is a dude who just catches another guy. Like, he reminds me a lot of Calvin Ridley, all right? A lot of Amari Cooper. Guys who just know how to get open and catch a lot of balls. You're going to see like 8 to 11 receptions per game from Keenan Allen. Again, as long as he stays healthy, I can't wait to watch him and Justin Herbert and Austin Eckler. So Keenan Allen, my number one flex, wide receiver 9 on the all dudes team. Andrew, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, look, you nailed it there with the Amari Cooper thing for me. Like, I feel like these guys are, like, we're just talking about good and amazing. I feel like they're good, but not amazing. So people just kind of end up getting a bit, he's just getting his 1,000 yards again. He's just getting his touchdown. And it's like, yeah, because of that, there becomes a bit of fatigue about these guys, and they think that they're not as good as they are. Like, he is a phenomenal wide receiver, and he is someone that, he's on a lot of my team simply because of the value. Because, as I said, people are just a bit over him because maybe he's not a top three at the position. Everyone's, for some reason, thinks he sucks, but he's just, like, he's brilliant. So, yeah.
He's a guy, like, you were talking about Zeke, how, like, people say he's kind of over the hill, and I think people pass on him because of that, and then it comes back to bite him in the butt. Like, Keenan Allen is a guy that people, I think, kind of pass on because they're expecting him to fall off a cliff. But so Keenan Allen isn't super explosive, but like the subtleties to his game, the way he runs his routes and the way he moves like in and out of his breaks to get a defender kind of in a spin cycle is really awesome to watch. So like on Twitter, looking at, you know, beat writers that are out there in LA filming, like you look at some of the routes he's ran this summer. I don't care if it's on like the second or third string DB, you know, in LA, like I'm watching him do stuff that this is going to work against anybody. Like he's like an artist. All right. And the field is, you know, he's just painting all over it and beautiful strokes. And, you know, Keenan Allen is a guy that I want him. I want to start him. If he's my flex, though, that's gold. So my second flex on my all dudes team is Antonio Gibson. He's going to round out the all dudes team. He's the running back 12. This is PPR. And I know people are concerned because he didn't get a third down touch in preseason. Like, get over it. Like, all right, he didn't get a third down touch in preseason. I think that he's just going to be on the field in first, second down. Now, rewind a year when we thought that Antonio Gibson probably was only going to get touches on third down. So now it doesn't happen once in preseason, and now we're concerned that he's not going to get any of the third down touches. No, like that's his thing, all right? Like, yes, we can see him run between the tackles. That's something we thought he couldn't do, and now he's doing it. We knew he can catch the ball out of the backfield. We know he's going to be a third down back. So I'm not concerned about that at all. Now, do I think Antonio Gibson's going to go into the top five? I don't think so. But if he's my flex, like this dude is I think he's going to be an RB1, like with those receptions, right? 4 or 5 receptions a week. He's going to be walking the RB1 line every week, and he's going to have some monster games. If you have him as your flex, like if you're going running back heavy in your draft, you got two of the top running backs and you get to put Gibson as your flex, you're in great shape. And his ADP is running back 12. So I don't think you can beat that. That rounds out my old dudes team. Justin, you're shaking your head. I like what you're shaking. What do you got to say about that?
Absolutely. I absolutely love Antonio Gibson. And from what I've heard, they are really leaning heavily on giving him more of a CMC type role. Like we're talking 90% touches. So like they're really, really, really heavily favoring that. So JD McKissic is talented for what he does. I get it. But why mix it up if you don't have to, I guess, is kind of their thinking. So McKissic will be a great handcuff to have just in case that workload is a little bit too much. But yeah, and it's just so hard. Like I already had Gibson ranked. No, he's 10th right now on my list, and he's been in the top 10 for me all off season. It's just so hard to move him up because of all the other talented running backs up there. But I am greatly considering it with
where,
that.
Where do I have him?
You have him 9th. So you and Nate and Rich all have him 9th. Matt has him at 8th. He's the highest on him. And then me at 10, Ben and Alex at 12, 13 for Josh, and then Campy will be on here next season.
You know what's probably a bad thing for me to do? Talk about my all dudes and my all value teams before we do a draft, all of us together. You guys, all of these players, you guys are going to know, oh, Sheps is looking at this guy. I got to take him a little early. I'm going to get sniped like crazy. But just as much as you guys are studying me, and I'm not just talking about you two on air right now, all of the other Toyota Titles members who are watching this and taking notes, I'm watching you as well. I know your things. I know your nuances. I know who you like, especially you Packers fans. All right? Me and Alex, I'm on to you. Okay? So, no, Alex, you're not sniping me. And if you do snipe me, I'm coming back and I'm sniping you 2 times harder. I'm going to do my all-value team next. So the all-dudes is done. It was Kyler Murray, Dak Prescott, Zeke, Jonathan Taylor, Calvin Ridley, CeeDee Lamb, Noah Fant, Keenan Allen, Antonio Gibson. So my all-value teams, the rules for this were anybody outside the top 10 ADP at their position. And it's actually only one guy who's within the top 12. The rest of them are beyond top 12. But just with the quarterback, I kept him under top 12 because I still feel like that's value. I feel like the value outside the top 10 with quarterback is pretty solid. And to start out my all-value team, my quarterback one is Matthew Stafford, whose ADP is quarterback 11. Right now, and I think that's stealing. I think Matthew Stafford, I had him in Frankenstein, in my Frankenstein rankings, I had him as the 5th quarterback. So that showed, like, and I know that's, I think, because he's a volume guy, he's going to throw a lot of balls, a lot of big plays. So I had to take that into account. So I think Matthew Stafford's going to crush it this season. Andrew, you're raising your hand. What are your thoughts?
No, I've got to jump off. So I'm hoping I'll be able to jump back on for the draft in a bit.
Okay. But if you don't, I'll make sure you got your phone so you could draft. All right, Andrew. I appreciate you coming
on. Soon.
Have a good night, bud.
All right. So yeah, Matthew Stafford was a big value for me. I think that dude is going to play. Like, you're going to have a quarterback one on a weekly basis out there with Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods. Now you got the running back Cam Akers is down. You know, I think they're going to say, forget running the ball. Let's just throw the ball a lot. So what are your thoughts, Justin?
Yeah, I agree. I think they're going to be more than competent running the ball with Darrell Henderson. But at the same time, he's the only one that I think is competent enough to run the ball. So they will obviously go pass heavy. And like you said, why not? I think they have the offense set up ready for it. I think the defense is good enough to get them in great field position. So there should be a lot of points scored on that offense. So why not go after their quarterback?
All right, my next quarterback is Justin Fields, the all-value team. He's quarterback 20 right now. And, man, it looks like he made a throw today off his back foot to a wide receiver down the left sideline. I think it was like a 30- or 40-yard ball, and it just right into the breadbasket. He seems like he has it. And I do want to admit, like, I wasn't that high on him. I had him QB4, you know, behind Trevor Lawrence, behind Trey Lance, behind Zach Wilson. And I know it's early, but I can already tell, like, that's going to bite me in the butt, you know. But I'm not going to let where I had him ranked affect where I draft him going forward. I'm not going to be stubborn. Like, the dude looks like he has it, and I'm going to start to have him on some of my rosters. I'm really excited for him. Quarterback 20, sign me up. Justin?
I can't get with this one. I've got to disagree on one. So, I feel like, and I'm not saying that the Bears are going to do this because they never really do the smart thing, but in my mind, I feel like the smart thing here is to ride Andy Dalton for a season. That offensive line is putrid. It's not good at all. And I feel like they need to add some more pieces to that offensive line and protect their future asset before they worry about just throwing him out there. Cause I mean, the wrong injury, the wrong way, he could miss, you know, a lot of time, a lot of valuable time for a rookie. So, and Andy Dalton, from what I'm hearing, hasn't had a bad offseason by any means. He's picked up the offense really quickly, and he's looking pretty solid as far as Andy Dalton standards go. So, so for what it's worth, I just think that there's a really good chance they're going to start off with Andy Dalton. They're probably not going to be in a huge rush to get the rookie out there. And since they're not really going to be competing on a week-to-week basis, I just don't see them throwing in the rookie anytime soon. So we're talking for redraft purposes. I'm assuming that's what this is. Then I can't get on that rookie quarterback.
So I've seen this film before, and I've heard this record before, and it was with Justin Herbert and Tyrod Taylor. All right. So it was very similar. And I know history doesn't always repeat itself, but it just seems to me a little similar. So we'll see. This is something very exciting. It'll be very exciting.
Did Chicago hire the former team doctor from the Chargers?
The way it worked out for LA, they might want to go.
There was a little bit of a variable in there that we're missing.
Well, there's the Dalton factor, you know, maybe that'll pick up for the variable. All right, we got 5 minutes left. All right, so my running back of the value team, my first one is Clyde Edwards-Helaire, running back 15. When we were at the Fantasy Football Expo, I had asked the question. Last year, we were so high on Clyde Edwards-Helaire. This year, I feel like people are so low. I think he's somewhere in the middle. I don't think this is a guy who's going to have high-end running back 1 week, but I do think he's going to get the heavy workload. I know he was a little dinged up this week, actually, like when they just played with an ankle thing, but I think he'll be fine. But we know he's the feature back. We know they're a pass-heavy offense. You know, so it's not going to be too hard on him. I think he's going to put up, you know, I think he's going to be a value where he's taken. Running back 15, I think he's going to be a like running back 11, running back 12. So to me, that's value. I'm going to throw in another running back here. David Montgomery, running back 18. This is my guy, Monty. As long as he stays healthy, this is another guy who's a running back one. You're getting two. Edwards-Helaire at 15, Monty at 18. Both of these guys are going to finish top 12 in running backs. That's value right there. Justin, what are your thoughts on the running backs and the all value team?
So I was extremely low on Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and looking at my ranks, I haven't adjusted it. I have bumped him up in my mind, at least, and for all my other drafts, I've bumped him up, and I will fix that on the rankings list. But I had a little bit of an argument with Joshua from Fusion on our show probably a month ago, and he kind of convinced me that I was a little too low on him. I don't think I'm going to be as high as you still. I just didn't like what I saw last year. And as far as Monty goes, he's not a sexy pick by any means, but you're drafting him in a role-playing role, and he has the opportunity to have some sexy weeks. So it's very that's
they say he looks quick. Kind of
pick. What's happening with this show?
They say he looks. What's the wife saying right now?
She said, "What's happening with this show?" Because I'm talking about David Montgomery's sexiness level.
Yeah, well, they say he looks quick and explosive. So yeah, that's things that we find, you know, that way. So it's fair. It's fair game. Happy anniversary to you two, by the way. All right, a big anniversary.
Yeah, right, 21 years yesterday.
To the number one couple of the show, twice the titles. All right, two days ago. All right, so my wide receivers in the all-value team, Deontay Johnson, who's wide receiver 24 ADP, and Laviska Shenault, his ADP is wide receiver 45. Deontay Johnson, peppered with targets. Ben Roethlisberger is a noodle for an arm. You know, I think Claypool's a guy who's going to stretch the field. James Washington's going to stretch the field. The guys who do the work underneath are Deontay Johnson and Juju Smith-Schuster, and I think Deontay Johnson's better than Juju. I think Ben likes Deontay Johnson more than he likes Juju. I just feel like at 24, like, that's a great buy right there. And Laviska Shenault, wide receiver 45, I mean, come on. This guy is an alpha. He's a true X. I think he's going to be the number one in Jacksonville. He's got a good quarterback now, and I think Laviska Shenault, out of all the players I'm listing, will probably have the biggest rise from where he's drafted right now to where he's going to be drafted next year. Laviska Shenault is going to climb. He's going to jump onto the scene. We haven't seen much of him because he's in Jacksonville. And before he was in Jacksonville, he was in Colorado. But I'm telling you, the things he did in Colorado were absolutely phenomenal. He is a true dude, a true stud. He's my wide receiver, too, on my all-value team. Justin, what are your thoughts on my wide receivers?
I'll make it quick. I agree 100% about Deontay Johnson. And as far as Shenault goes, you're not going to get him in tonight's draft.
All right, my tight end, Jonnu Smith, tight end 16, all value. He's a little banged up, but I'm already seeing the way New England is going to use him. I think he's actually going to have more production than Hunter Henry. And I think he's being drafted after Hunter Henry. So at tight end 16, this guy's an automatic tight end one. Throw him on your roster. My two flexes, Javonte Williams is running back 28. Elijah Moore is wide receiver 56. I know Elijah Moore's a little banged up right now, but everything we've seen in camp was showing him and Zach Wilson were connecting. Now, Zach Wilson has a chance to connect with Corey Davis, right, while Elijah Moore is gone. So that's also going to help out Elijah Moore, because now defense aren't going to know, oh, it's just going to him, it's just going to him. No, they're going to have to worry about Corey Davis, right? Corey Davis is produced. He's a 1,000-yard receiver. So I actually think the emergence of Corey Davis with Zach Wilson is going to help Elijah Moore do his job even better. So wide receiver 56, I think you're going to be able to play him as a wide receiver 3. And if he's your wide receiver 3 on a weekly basis, that's fine. All right, because I think he's going to put up numbers when he comes back healthy. And Javonte Williams, I'm a little bit concerned about Melvin Gordon, especially after the expo, the way the guys talked about him, you know, the panel we listened to. They were just talking about, you know, all Melvin Gordon does, he rolls out of bed, he falls into the end zone. He is touchdown heavy. So I worry about him taking some of those touchdowns from Javonte Williams. But I do think as the season rolls along, he's running back 28, not drafting him to start right away. But I think this is a guy who towards the middle and the end of the season is a guy you're going to be able to roll into the playoffs. He's going to help you down the stretch. So you're going to draft him now to help you later. All right. So, and then if you have a guy you draft early who gets hurt or banged up, you know, hopefully, you know, this works out for you. Javonte Williams does pan out and he becomes, so that's my flexes. Justin, what are your thoughts on my tight end and my two flexes of the all value team?
Well, with Jonnu, they're finding ways to get the ball to him. They're designing plays to get the ball to him. So you want to have Jonnu if you can get him. If the draft doesn't fall your way for Javonte Williams to get him in the draft, maybe you went running back heavy early and you just missed out, then after week one or two, find a way to get him in a trade, because it won't be long, like you said. He will start to pick up. And then when it comes to Elijah Moore, that young offense, him and that entire young offense altogether, Carter, I mean, the whole nine yards, they are the reason why I keep thinking. Every time I think of a young Jets player, it reminds me that I got to update my NFL Sunday ticket so I can watch them on Sundays. It's going to be fun.
Man, who would have thought, you know, that we'd be talking about the Jets, how excited we are to watch their offense.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know, Man. All right. So the outro. Let's get into the outro. We can wrap this up. Guys, if you are listening now, 10 o'clock, we are going right into a draft. We're doing with the Toilets and Titles team. We are competing with each other. It's going to be on Sleeper. We're going to do it on air. That's going to be episode number 77. This is episode number 76. So let me wrap this thing up. Tonight's episode was brought to you by Primetime Sports Talk, your top source for all major sports content, including DFS, fantasy advice, and great gambling tips. Be sure to head to primetimesportstalk.com to check out their in-depth analysis, exclusive articles, fascinating interviews, and explore the rest of their amazing podcast family. Again, primetimesportstalk.com, your go-to spot for sports content. Again, toiletsandtitles.com. Check that out. Our Patreon is patreon.com/toiletsandtitles. Like us on YouTube. All right, subscribe on YouTube. Throw us some comments. Go to Apple Podcasts. Throw a review. And stay with us this season, because I think we have a pretty loaded schedule of in-season shows we're going to be doing weekly. We're going to be coming to you live, Toilets and Titles, at 8 o'clock every Tuesday. At Wednesday, we're going to have Joe Knows at 8 o'clock recapping last week. And then I believe at 9 o'clock, we're going to have Dollars to Deuces, which is Rich and Nate. They're going to be talking gambling. Thursday night, I'm going to be coming on with the DFS slate that's going to lead you right into the Thursday night game. Sunday morning, we're going to have Joe previewing the games at 8 o'clock that day. And then at 10 a.m., we're going to have a call-in show, The Blitz, with Alex and Mike. So, guys, subscribe on YouTube. We're going to be keeping you rolling throughout the season, help you win some championships, help you win some money. Justin, I appreciate you coming on, my man.
Yep, I'm feeling good. I'm glad I was able to hop on here with you, but I don't want to hold it up anymore because we're in a hurry to get to this draft. So if you're watching right now, just hang tight. We'll be right back.
Catch you later.